And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A lot of people would love to go see Hamilton, but former President George H.W. Bush had Hamilton come to him. The cast of the touring production of the Tony Award-winning musical stopped by Bush's Houston office yesterday for a special performance just for him. Bush tweeted about the experience, saying history never sounded so powerful. The 93-year-old is recovering after being hospitalized recently for an infection.
That's what we need to have. But Hamilton comes here next year, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way I'll be able to get tickets.
No.
I mean, that's... But we can, like, maybe have them come here for a performance.
Yes, a special performance just for us.
That's right.
Right here in our tiny little studio.
That will never
pretending
happen.
They're sick. Yeah,
that's it. Truda is sick.
Yes.
Hamilton performance.
That's right. I have a cough.
You remember the whole dress debate. Is it gold and white or blue and black? What is the dress?
Yes.
Unfortunately now, this is back, but an audio version.
Okay.
Everyone is fighting over whether or not you hear the word Laurel or Yanny. Yanny?
Okay.
Yanny. Yanny? Maybe you'll hear it. So let's play the audio.
Okay.
See whether you hear Laurel or Yanny.
All right, let's check.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
What do you
hear? What'd you hear?
To me, it's very clearly Laurel over and over and over.
Yes, Laurel for me too.
That's what I heard too.
Okay, now Shaylee had tweeted last night. She heard listened one time and heard Laurel very clearly, and then the next time heard the Yanny very clearly. So she's somewhere in the middle, and they say that does happen. Some people will hear both even at the same time. Plenty of things could be influencing how you hear it, including your dialect and whether you listened to a recording over a speaker or in headphones. And they say if you can hear high frequencies, you probably hear Yanny, but you might hear Laurel. And if you can't hear high frequencies, then you probably hear Laurel.
Well, that just confused me. Okay.
And why would anyone be saying either of those things? So who cares?
Right. I want to hear from somebody who heard different. Let's see.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
It's just Laurel.
Yeah.
Over and over, right?
Right, right.
That's all we're hearing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Royals lost 6-5 to the Rays at Kauffman. Royals and Rays finished that 3-game series this afternoon at the K. And a Michigan woman is looking for a new job over accusations that she slipped laxatives into some brownies. You know how you have that big celebration going away party when somebody leaves the company?
Yes.
She made brownies, and the suspect put the substance in those brownies for that coworker who was leaving her job. They say the two may have had some troubles in the past. You think? Officers responded to a call from the company earlier this month and say the woman admitted what she had done. Could have turned into a very messy situation, but nobody ended up eating the food. The 47-year-old was fired. Officials say no charges are being filed.
How did nobody eat the brownies?
That's right here. That would be the first thing gone.
I know.
That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
Look, Tommy there on the text line heard Yanny. Tommy, did you hear that off of our clip here? I mean,
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
I don't get it.
All I hear is Laurel.
Yeah, maybe it's the headphones. I don't know.
Maybe we hear no high frequencies.
Maybe that's true. All right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Look, people on the text line now all over the place, they're hearing all sorts of different things on this. Yanny and Laurel and whatever. So I've got a new challenge here, Joe. You tell me what you guys hear on this one, okay?
Whoop-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop.
Terrible Kanye West.
What do you hear on that one?
Oh, that's clearly Yanny.
Now I hear it.
Addy reminded me I hadn't played that in a long time yesterday. So what happened to the Kanye poop song?
Scoop.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
scoop
there you go. Whoop.
I'd rather listen to Laurel.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question.
Bare Naked Ladies tickets up for grabs. The question, the majority of men say they hate shopping for this the most. What is the worst thing that we make you go shopping for, guys?
I'm trying to figure. We'll hear from a lady first, Kansas City. Here's Piper. Good morning, Piper.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I'm thinking it's going to be feminine products.
That was my first thought, but that's not the right answer.
Darn it.
Nope. And for the record, I've never once made my husband buy those.
No, I haven't either, actually. I haven't had to. Yeah. It's kind of a myth, something from the TV shows.
Oh, I'm sure it happens.
Gladstone, here is Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Well, that's funny. She just saved me from saying the wrong answer, so I'm going to take another guess. and say furniture.
Furniture is right.
No, right. Look at you.
Not only did she save you, but you ended up winning the tickets. It is
right on.
Furniture that men hate shopping for. Probably because it's so much more expensive.
Oh, it's so much more boring.
We probably don't really shop for feminine products very often anyway.
Furniture is it. You got the tickets. You'll be seeing Bare Naked Ladies Better Than Ezra at Starlight June 2nd. Congrats.
Sounds like a night of fun.
Yeah, it does.
Hold on, Ed, for 1 second. Much better than furniture shopping, that's for sure.
Ooh, I hate major purchases because we don't have money. And so then when you make it, you're really like, just put it on the credit card and we'll pay it off. And
yeah.
Then we'll have a kid throw up on it in 20 minutes and it's not going to matter anyway. That actually happened with our new couch.
See, is it strange? I actually like furniture. Like, because I like decorating stuff. I'm one of those guys who watches HGTV. So a trip to Nebraska Furniture is, for me, kind of a treat.
I like it if I'm just dreaming. Like, if I'm walking through pretending I have money to buy whatever I want, then it's nice. But
oh, we haven't bought anything in 10 years, yeah.
We're just looking.
just look, that's all.
Just dreaming.
Someday I can have this.
More of those Bare Naked Ladies tickets tomorrow and Friday at 6:20.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. Actor Pierce Brosnan is 65. Grammy Award-winning pop star Janet Jackson is 52. Actress Tori Spelling turns 45, and actress Megan Fox is 32. So is he coming? Is he not coming? He's off. He's on. Meghan Markle's father, Thomas, will apparently not attend the royal wedding after all.
Oh, can we just decide one way or the other? I mean, is it Yanni? Is it Laurel? Is he there? Is he not? I mean,
Thomas told TMZ he will not be able to even travel to England because he's going to have surgery today to repair damage from a recent heart attack. Thomas checked himself into the hospital after experiencing chest pains. Happened just a few hours after he told the website that he hoped to walk his daughter down the aisle on Saturday. Meghan's dad said he felt embarrassed after news surfaced he staged a series of photos for the paparazzi and was paid very nicely for those. Meghan Markle's mom is heading to England to walk her daughter down the aisle. Supposedly. Unless it changes again today and we're back to her dad. And then tomorrow.
Laurel.
Yes. Yeah. A tour called For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince, is set to hit around 30 U.S. cities, including Kansas City. Described as the first and only official estate-approved symphonic Prince celebration, the shows are going to feature a live band and vocalists who will perform alongside the orchestra. The tour is going to stop in major cities before bringing down the curtain for the last time right here in Kansas City. That show is October 21st at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. You can win tickets from us here at KC1021. The rest of the week, Jackie Lucky is giving them away between 10 and 3.
By the way, people, tomorrow is the Throwback Throwdown, so we'll do that again. We've got the songs. You'll pick them.
Right.
We do that every Thursday. Mm-hmm. If last week, Jen won with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Correct.
And I've been on a Queen kick. And speaking of, if you haven't seen the trailer for that movie, it's incredible. Incredible.
It looks so good, and it comes out in November.
They're making a film about Queen, about Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
And it's so good.
See, my pick last week was very timely. That's why
I guess.
I won.
Yeah.
My pick for tomorrow is solid. I feel good about it, and it's themed once again as I get ready to head out on vacation.
She's won 4 weeks in a row, people. Can we not make it a fifth? This is,
Do you want me to sit out? You want me to give you a chance?
No, that wouldn't be fair.
That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
Don't be patronizing to me.
Laurel? Yanni?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The great debate of 2018 is on. Mm. Much like the 2015 meme about whether the dress was gold and white or blue and black, now an audio clip has the world split. When we play this, I'm not even going to say the two words. First, you listen and decide what you hear.
Laurel.
Now, we here on the show all hear very clearly the word Laurel.
Laurel.
Repeated over and over. However, some people insist they hear Yanny. Yanny.
I don't get it.
And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right because I don't hear it at all.
Yeah.
I hear
Laurel.
We posted this on the Show with Jen and Trudeau Facebook page if you want to hear it again. And so far, all the comments there say they hear Yanny.
And it's funny, the text line is pretty split from the first time we played it this morning. Some people saying, well, on first listen, I actually hear Laurel. The second one, I hear Yanny. Joey, are you on the Laurel bandwagon?
I still am, and I just actually turned off my mic so I could hear it through the speakers and still heard Laurel.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we listened in here the same way.
And there are things that influence the way you hear it. They say perhaps your dialect or whether you listen to it over a speaker or in headphones. Some people have said when they listen to it on their computer versus hearing it on their phone made a difference. Mm-hmm. But they say if you can hear high frequencies, you probably hear Yanny. And if you can't, then you probably hear Laurel. So perhaps we are all going deaf from years of headphones jacked up so loud.
Samantha on the text line says, last night I heard Yanny, this morning I heard Laurel. WTF?
Seriously, what is happening?
And why is this a thing?
And exactly right. This is what we're all concerned with.
6861, it's totally Laurel.
I agree.
Yeah.
The world has more billionaires than ever before, and one in four live in the U.S. A new survey reports there are 2,754 billionaires today. 25% of them make their homes right here in the United States. In fact, those 680 U.S. billionaires outnumber all the super rich in China, Germany, and India combined. The American billionaires have collective wealth of $3.2 trillion. Hey, many parents keep such busy schedules. Here's a story we can actually relate to. Parents keep such busy schedules that they now eat 156 meals standing up every year. This is according to a new survey. Researchers found many are so frantic that they forego their health just to keep up, skipping meals, even prioritizing their pet's health before their own. The survey found parents are so busy that 54% admit to dipping into their child's snacks just to get a bite to eat. That's common, is it not?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Grabbing their couple of bites of mac and cheese, a couple of chicken nuggets. That's how you eat, right? And a mother in Texas named Christy Ann Churchwell, she's 35, she appeared loud and intoxicated at the school play at a junior high, prompted others to complain she was being disruptive. A responding officer asked the woman to step outside, but she needed some help getting to the back of the auditorium. Officer immediately smelled alcohol on her breath. Once outside, Churchwell balled up her fists and charged the cop. She was placed under arrest for public intoxication. They found 8 bottles of vodka in her purse, 7 of which were empty. She assaulted the officer, kicked him, cursed at him as she was taken to jail. In her cell, she then set off a fire alarm and a sprinkler system, causing flooding. Churchwell now faces a slew of charges, was released on $7,500 bond. But did she hear Laurel or Yanny? What did she hear?
Laurel.
Your comments.
Robert and Casey Moe, you hear Laurel?
Yeah, I hear Laurel.
And not even a hint of any Yanny, right?
Nope, not even.
Yanny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very Laurel. Clear to all of us. But
it's very clear. I don't know where they got Yanny.
That's what I'm saying. And so I would like someone that hears Yanny to call in and describe if we're even pronouncing it right.
Right.
I don't know.
You hear?
Yeah. 816-576-7102. That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
Leah, the text line says, on your station, I hear Laurel. On some other one, I hear Yanny. Well, you got to stop listening to them then.
Well, clearly the other station is wrong.
Yeah, but as always, the choice here is simple. It's the show.
They also don't have 102K in May.
There you go.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
It's the great debate. Lori in Ottawa, you hear Yanny out of that?
Yes, it's Yanny.
Yanny.
Yanny?
Like the singer, like the performer, Yanny.
It is. It's Yanny.
Laurel.
You hear Yanny out of that?
Oh, that.
And have you tried listening in different ways? Do you just listen on the radio? Have you tried on your phone with headphones? Not...
I just heard you on my phone, but I was listening on my radio.
Yeah. It That's so weird.
Do you hear something different now?
Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
Really? Through the phone, okay. Huh.
On my phone, yeah.
Now, see, text line.
That is weird.
I absolutely hear Yanny.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, Laurel without a doubt.
Yeah.
And then this one, I heard Yanny last night when I listened to it on my phone. This morning on the radio, I hear Laurel.
Ben Raytown, you've heard both?
I've heard Laurel almost every time except for the one time you had the other caller, the male caller.
Yeah.
And it was played again. And that one time, it was a higher pitch, like, you know, when you record yourself but then play back faster.
Yeah.
That kind of higher pitch, and that one was Yanny.
Huh. Okay.
Yanny. Laurel.
Weird. You know, I...
Yeah, like, and I hear Laurel again.
Now
yeah.
We're back.
And now it's back to Laurel. We should pitch this up and see what happens.
Yeah, right? We're going to mess with the frequencies. We'll change it around.
Uh-huh.
See how it sounds.
All right, Ben. All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Now, Brian, like, he's on an audio mission. I wish you could see his face right now because
Laurel.
He's so focused.
Okay. See, I could, like, pitch it up.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
No,
I still hear Laurel.
Clearly Laurel there.
Yeah.
What if you do left-right? Can you do left-right channel?
Oh, I could do that.
See if that changes anything? Okay. I don't know.
All right, we get to audio trickery here. Trickeration.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
I just thank goodness that the great debate of 2018 isn't about politics or sports, really.
We're out of the religion topic. Now it's all about what do you hear in this silly little audio clip.
Is it Yanny or Laurel?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
I thought it only appropriate that we play Yanny during this segment just to be the backing music.
Makes perfect sense. I have heard Laurel every single time except when it was pitched down. 30%.
Okay, so down. So I did what you asked me here. So on the left side, if you're listening in stereo in your car, the left side, I put the normal audio piece,
mm-hmm.
right? That's normal pitch. And then on the right side, I pitched it up.
Okay.
And I think I actually hear something different this time. So we'll see what happens, okay?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
So.
Laurel.
There's the Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
And there's the pitched up over here.
Laurel. Laurel.
No, I still hear Laurel.
Yeah, so do I.
Laurel.
Weird.
But this guy on Twitter pitched it down 30%, up 20%, mixed and matched and did all those. And in one of them, I heard the Yanny, which then blew my mind.
Right?
What is happening?
I just think it's so freaking strange. But the text line, I tell you, in the phones... Everybody going nuts this morning about different stuff. Casey in Overland Park, what'd you hear?
Hey, so I totally hear Yanny all the way, and it's like a nasally Yanny.
Okay.
And I've, like, tried hearing Laurel. Like, I've given it my best, and I can't hear it at all.
And
really?
I have done the opposite, where I'm really focusing to listen for Yanny, and I just hear Laurel. Laurel.
Yeah, and I try to cancel out the idea that Yanny's even a possibility.
Right.
Nothing.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And I even did it on the internet. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you've been consistent. You've gotten the same thing every time, basically.
Yep.
And that is what's weird, is because some people say, well, I heard it this way the first time, but then when I heard it again, it sounded completely different.
Nope. Same thing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Jim in Spring Hill, what do you hear, my friend?
Hey, I heard Yanny the first time. I heard yesterday, and then a little while ago you guys played, I heard Laurel.
And how did you hear it yesterday? Was it on the computer?
Well, I heard on I think I accidentally tuned into a different radio station. Moment.
Busted.
And I just barely caught it. I was just tripping through this. I've heard Yanny a couple times, and then this morning, the last time you guys played it, I did hear Laurel. And I hear it depends on the resonance and the pitch which you play it back at.
Yep, makes sense.
Appreciate your 2 cents, man.
Yep, all right, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Listen to you every morning. Keep on rocking the show.
We'll do it.
The text line, you go from one that says, I have not heard Laurel at all. The very next one says, it's only Laurel.
It's
no
only
change.
Laurel. That's all it is.
And then my very favorite said, my son hears Harry.
Oh, really?
So her 10-year-old
completely different.
Only hears Harry.
Right. All right, now, I worked while they were talking. I pitched it down.
Okay.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
No.
Did that change anything for you?
Still Laurel.
Yeah.
Now it just sounds like a TV reporter doing a very serious report.
Robert, what about you?
Hello?
I called. Hello.
Yeah. What do you hear, Robert?
I called earlier. I called earlier, and I still hear the same thing. Lower, up, left, right, whatever you did. Still Laurel.
Doesn't matter. It's all
over,
Laurel.
Under,
hell yeah.
Under, upside down, it's all Laurel. Yep, there you go. That's funny. Well, the great debate rages on.
I'm sticking with this Harry. From now on, I'm going to just hear Harry.
I hear Markle. How about that? Meghan Markle. It's weird.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Is it Yanni? Is it Laurel?
From the text line, every time you play it on the radio, I hear Laurel, but when I play it on my phone, I hear Yanni. Last time you played it, I heard both. I hear Laurel. It's weird that some people hear other things, says 5345. Yeah, everybody's really split on this debate.
Well, I think we're getting to the people now who hear completely different stuff than any of these two words,
okay.
Right? Now, somebody's hearing Harry, KCMO, Gloria, what do you hear?
I hear moral.
Moral.
Ah, the moral of the story.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Something completely different. Have you heard anything else? Have you heard Yanni or anything?
I heard Laurel, but I keep hearing moral.
I like it.
816-576-7102. What do you hear?
Sarah, you're in the car. What did you hear?
Well, the first time I ever heard it was this morning when you guys played it, and I kept hearing, like, someone was sarcastically saying, really? It was kind of like a horse chipmunk going, really? And the only time I heard anything different was when you pitched it up higher, and then I heard Laurel.
Huh.
So, there you go.
Really?
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 Yeah, really.
I got the big old thing of helium and was like just being very sarcastic. So there you go.
Pulls a Stewie from the Family Guy. Really?
Yeah,
really?
Exactly. Yeah. So.
All right, Sarah.
I don't know. Thanks.
Thank
yeah,
you
thank
for the
you.
Call. From the text line, when you pitched up, I heard Yammy, pitched down Laurel. Heard both on your station this morning, but I think this sums it up best. 6278 said, who cares? Yeah, really? Really? Does it sound
really? Really? Well, it's the great debate of 2018.
I still hear Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
What do you hear in that?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Is it Yanni? Is it Laurel? 737 KC102 on The Show with Jen and Truda. I'm going to put this to bed.
Yes, let's. Let's reiterate because someone on the text line just said, what is this from? Why the debate? I just got in the car, but I hear Laurel. Well, that is the great debate. It's on the internet. Somebody posted this clip and everyone is debating. Do you hear Laurel or do you hear Yanni?
Right. Out of this.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Oh, text line, don't throw that at me. Am I the only one that hears an S sound? I keep hearing yes. What?
Who are these people? What are you hearing? It's so strange.
It's Laurel. Can we just... It's clearly Laurel.
Yeah. I think comedian Paul F. Tompkins said it best on Twitter. I heard Laurel, then I heard Yanni, then I heard, look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
That's all the beginning of some terrible horror movie.
We need to purge our ear palate now. Here you go.
Scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop.
Did that do it?
No. Now I hear bad Kanye West.
I still hear Laurel.
How would you like to play for 102K in May? Let's make you a finalist right now. Caller 12.
Real Kansas City winners. Never a national contest.
Be caller 12 right now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for 102K.
Hey, Sue in Platte City. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sue, how you doing?
Oh, good.
Well, good. You're caller 12. You are in the running to play for 102K in May.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
Yeah.
Do you hear Yanni or Laurel?
You're just going to hear dollar signs, and that's all that matters. Ka-ching!
Oh, I hope so. That'd be great.
What are the first couple of things you would buy if you had $102,000?
Well, the first thing I would do would pay off my daughter's car.
Ooh, nice.
And then I would put the rest to get a house.
Oh, that's great stuff there. All right, Sue, we'll hold on for 1 second because you're an instant finalist.
Next shot happens between 9 and 10 this morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Did you ever watch Last Comic Standing when that was on?
Absolutely, yeah.
I liked the early seasons, and I remember when Josh Blue was on. He's a comedian that has cerebral palsy.
Super, oh, sure, yeah.
Really funny, and he's really just a nice guy. Like, in real life, couldn't be friendlier. And he's coming to Kansas City. He's going to be at the Improv this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you don't know Josh Blue, you might want to check him out. And we've got tickets to give away for that.
And if you don't know Josh Blue, we have a clip of that as well. Let's go to that.
Do you guys know about baby-proofing your home? We were unaware of that, too. You know about, like, putting gates on the stairs? You know how you put a gate at the bottom? Did you know that you also need one at the top? Just something I picked up along the way. Just kicking down some knowledge. Yeah, if you don't have one at the top, the one at the bottom just acts like a strainer. You know, it's really cool, though, because you have a gate at the bottom and a gate at the top. We just keep them on the stairs.
Yeah, he's got two little kids. Josh Blue, Kansas City Improv, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A lot of people would love to go see Hamilton, but former President George H.W. Bush had Hamilton come to him. The cast of the touring production of the Tony Award-winning musical stopped by Bush's Houston office yesterday for a special performance just for him. Bush tweeted about the experience, saying history never sounded so powerful. The 93-year-old is recovering after being hospitalized recently for an infection. Brian Truda is already figuring out how to have this happen to him.
How do I get them to come in here and give me a special performance?
Just a little something. Just stop by my house.
Run the country a time or two.
You know.
There's no way I'm going to be able to see it, so.
You're also not 93 and a former president.
Wow. No, but one of those I can work on.
Yeah.
93-year-olds, right?
Wait a minute. Weren't you like class president or something?
I was student council president of Bishop Miege High School. Thank you, Joey.
So he is a former president.
Yes, I am. We have something in common.
We are this close to bringing Hamilton to you. The Royals lost 6-5 to the Rays at Kauffman. Royals and Rays finish up that 3-game series this afternoon at the K. Social media users having a big debate over this crazy, silly little audio clip. The soundbite is a computerized voice that has some people hearing the word Yanny and others hearing the word Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
This went viral after first surfacing on Reddit, then it went to Twitter. Experts say people may hear different words because the recording is not very high quality, allowing for ambiguity in what it actually says. All I know is that our text line, the phone line, and now the Show with Jen and Truda Facebook page is completely split, 50-50. There are people
hear all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, who have absolutely, no, I only hear Laurel. The people who say, my wife and kids all hear Yanny. I can only hear Laurel. This will now consume my day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We had everything from people who heard Moral to, what was the other one? Harry. We had a couple
Harry,
people text and say they hear Harry. And then someone that said, am I the only one that hears an S? There's an S sound.
Here's what I hear.
It's about right. A Michigan woman looking for a new job after accusations she slipped laxatives into some brownies. You know how when you have a nice little going away party for a coworker, everybody brings a snack? Well, her brownies had laxatives.
No, no.
According to ML Live, the suspect put the substance in the brownies for the coworker who was leaving. They say the two may have had troubles in the past.
No.
You think?
Yeah, right.
Diarrhea. Officers responded to a call from the company earlier this month and say the woman admitted to what she had done. Could have turned into a very messy situation, but nobody ended up eating the food. The 47-year-old was fired, and officials say no charges are being filed. You know, what? When I go, let's just call it good. Nobody needs to bring snacks.
Well, the brownies are the first thing I'm eating. How did nobody eat the brownies? It's so weird.
That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
Laurel.
Yeah, all right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
It's Gen X versus Millennial as the generations tangle on Wednesdays.
Shawn Mendes, win him before you can buy him tickets up for grabs. Let's go to the phone to see who we have to play this morning.
All right, let's see. It's going to be Joe and KCK. Joe, what year were you born?
79.
79. You're right on the cusp, but I'm going to call you a Gen Xer and have you play against Shaley the Millennial today, all right?
All right.
Let's start.
Us 79ers, we have a special, we're like the Zennials or something.
Yeah.
We have a special name to
something
ourselves.
Something like that. Yep, mm-hmm. There you go. Let's start with you, Joe. Long before she was set to marry Prince Harry, Meghan Markle held a briefcase on what game show? Big royal wedding happening this Saturday. Meghan Markle marrying Prince Harry. But what game show did she work on? Any guesses?
The what, Bachelor?
No, not on The Bachelor. Shaley for the steal.
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. She was a briefcase girl.
That's my new goal in life.
That's aim high.
I heard that show's coming back.
Is it really?
Go.
Yep.
All right.
Working on a reboot.
Yes. Shaley, over to you. And I feel like these are easy. I feel like
you
I'm
say that every week.
I'm tossing these to you. Mm. What actress attended Beverly Hills High School in real life and West Beverly Hills High School on TV? She really did go to Beverly Hills High School, and then she was on West Beverly Hills High School on TV. This is for Shaley.
Tori Spelling.
Okay. It is Tori Spelling.
Oh,
she turns 45 today. She played Donna Martin on Beverly Hills 90210. All right, Joe, over to you. Before he won an Emmy for his role on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, what cast member from Saturday Night Live sang the songs Like a Boss, Lazy Sunday, and I'm on a Boat? He's a Saturday Night Live cast member, now on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Sang Like a Boss, Lazy Sunday, I'm on a Boat.
No idea.
No idea. Truda wants to steal, but...
I'll go ahead and let you do it. I know it.
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg. And Shaley, one more for you, just in honor of what's happening this week. A TV audience of 750 million people were watching what on July 29th, 1981?
Princess Diana get married.
The big royal wedding, the original version.
The OG.
Joe, because those were just... I'm just handing these softballs to Shaley. I'm going to give you the tickets. Win them before you can buy them. You will be at Shawn Mendes next July at Sprint Center.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dub Joe, hold on for 1 second. I'm on a boat.
I thought those were so easy. No?
Flippy floppies.
Oh, well, I'm, yeah.
That was one of my favorite questions to ever write, by the way.
That came from you?
That was Joey's.
You should have loaded up some of those songs, too.
All mine are very explicit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's the problem, right? I'm on a boat. What is it? The Lonely Island? Is that what they are? Their group is?
That is correct.
The video is the best.
Him, Yorma, and Akiv.
More win 'em before you can buy 'em Shawn Mendes tickets tomorrow and Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We just had a very interesting conversation off the air because someone called to thank us. They had won a gift card to Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer. Jackie Lucky's given those away during the midday at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they went. Not only was the food great, the service was great, but there's also a lot of really good-looking guys there. And I thought that was interesting because one of my friends, who was a guy, had just sent a message that said, oh, that's my favorite place. I always go there with my guy friends. So it must be a very popular hangout for guys.
Wow, look at that.
So we got started talking about where all the good-looking people hang out in Kansas City. Hooters was brought up.
I mean, we don't know.
Shaley said P&L. I don't know. I think you gotta be.
No,
looking.
I said specifically One Light.
Aha, One Light. Because of that's where all the Royals players live.
Travis but Kelce and Eric Hosmer did live there.
You can't hang out there. It's a place to live.
Oh, you can't?
Well,
Okay. She found the lobby of somebody's apartment complex.
I'm just the unofficial greeter.
She's a
lobby
lizard.
Lobby lizard?
It's an interesting question to pose. Where are the good-looking
people?
Where
are the good-looking people?
Hanging out.
It's not in radio.
No.
Radios, I can tell you that much.
Ain't around this building.
I haven't really seen around Westport, honestly.
No.
Mm-mm. I think this is it. I think there's a solid 3-mile radius around this place.
I think it depends on what you're looking for.
I mean, what do you mean?
You're an older, if you're looking for an older woman, maybe you're going to go to Touche in Overland Park. Maybe that's where you think that the good-looking women are hanging out. It's known as a cougar club. That's all I'm saying.
Is that where you
hang
out?
Depending on where, if I were single, I would. Because that would be the crowd I would fit into.
Hmm.
That's where you would go?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just asking.
I'm not sure about it. I don't know.
Look, my friend described that place as shooting fish in a barrel.
See?
So
that's what I'm saying.
Your friend, uh-huh.
Well,
air quotes.
He was older. He was
air
much
quotes.
Older.
Your
Sorry,
friend.
Danny.
Well, if you want to find Shaylee, apparently she's at One Light, hanging out in random lobbies, looking for good-looking men.
Now it's too light, but whatever.
Yeah, what would you do there? You just hang out, wait till they come home?
You know what? Don't you worry about what I do.
Well, I'm not.
She's pretending to be a marketing director, selling, you know,
right.
apartments.
Yeah. I'm doing things.
She's just standing down there with a clipboard, trying to look official. They just all assume she works there.
I have a t-shirt that says One Light.
Concierge.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave the property.
Would you like tickets to Hamilton?
Oh, man. Celebrating birthdays today, actor Pierce Brosnan is 65. Grammy Award-winning pop star Janet Jackson is 52. And actress Megan Fox is 32. So Meghan Markle's father, Thomas, will apparently not attend the royal wedding after all. Thomas told TMZ he will not be able to even travel to England because he's going to have surgery today to repair damage from a recent heart attack. He checked himself into the hospital after experiencing chest pains. Happened just a few hours after he told the website that he did hope to walk his daughter down the aisle on Saturday. Meghan's dad said he felt embarrassed after news surfaced that he staged a series of photos for the paparazzi and was paid very nicely for them. Meghan Markle's mom is said to be heading to England to walk her daughter down the aisle.
Did he think he wasn't going to get caught staging pictures?
It was pretty obvious.
And really, the monitor is turned towards the camera guy.
And when the other daughter is just doing
right.
interviews left and right, talking about how crazy her family is and what's happening. Poor Megan. She's like, I just want to get married.
Again.
Early ratings for the newest Star Wars movie are out. Solo, a Star Wars story, will be debuting in theaters Memorial Day weekend, but the film received only a 72% score on the popular review site. This follows Rogue One, a Star Wars story, which earned an 85% ranking in 2016, and Star Wars The Last Jedi, which got a 91% this past December. And a tour called For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince, is set to hit around 30 U.S. cities, including Kansas City. It's described as the first and only official estate-approved symphonic Prince celebration. The shows are going to feature a live band and vocalists who are going to perform alongside the orchestra. Now, that tour is going to stop in major cities, but it's going to bring down the curtain for the very last time in Kansas City, October 21st at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. You can win tickets from KC1021 the rest of this week between 10 and 3 with Jackie Lucky. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
Good-looking people going to the Prince show, do you think?
Sure. Yeah, I would think concerts would be a great place to meet people.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes. I would see, again, it goes back to what crowd are you looking for? You know who's going to be at the Prince crowd. That's going to be probably 40-year-olds-ish. If you go to a Taylor Swift concert,
hey,
you've got
there.
A bunch of, there you go. You've got
Aww.
The younger, the millennial, the 20-year-olds.
I don't think you're not going to go to find a lot of men at the Taylor Swift
oh, no.
show, are you?
No. But for dudes, that's the ultimate.
No, for dudes, just hang out at a Target. It's true.
Gas stations.
No.
Wait, what?
Everybody's got to buy gas. I mean, come on. What? What are you laughing at? That's...
Not unless it's Joe's.
This is how guys think, okay?
Wow.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So nobody's picking up what I'm putting down about gas stations, huh?
I'm saying, without paying for them, I don't think you're meeting women there.
Well, I wasn't saying that I'm meeting women there. But I don't have anything to...
You suggested it as a place
well, I
to meet
very
women.
Strongly suggested. It has not worked for Jay and Silent Bob for like 20 years.
It's not worked for anyone in the history of dating.
Well, I mean, when we were teenage guys cruising around, you thought that cruising around would be a good idea to, you know, pick up girls, go to a gas station.
How'd that work for you?
Well, I mean, it didn't.
Okay. Okay. I think that's just the point we're trying
right.
to make.
That's all I'm just saying.
But everybody's got to buy gas for the car, so if you're talking about just playing the odds about where people will show up.
Well, by that same scenario, then everyone has to go to the dentist.
It's a math problem.
Everyone has to go to the doctor.
You can hang outside the women's restroom.
Right.
It's like this is,
we all got to go there.
This is capitalism. It's supply and demand, okay?
That's not going to work for
Hot
you.
Girls need gas for their car. And-
okay.
Look at her. Are you offering to fill up the gas tank?
No, I'm just, I don't even know what our approach would have been.
That's
that
what
was,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
is,
like,
do you need your windshield wiped? You going unleaded there? You gonna get diesel? What'd you get? What is the line?
I don't know.
You want me to top this off?
If I would have known, I would have.
Still not met anyone at a Quick Trip.
As you said, this explains a lot about my life for... You
but
know.
No, this explains everything.
Wow, I'm just...
So my teen years weren't that great, I guess. I mean...
Neither were your 20s.
We'll be back tomorrow. Bright and early at 6 a.m. More
You'd
concert
like to say
tickets.
Hi to Truda at Quick Trip today. He'll be there.
Apparently, he'll be there throughout the day.
20-33-55 on the text line. If anybody tried to pick me up at a gas station, I'd know better than so quick.
What?
Oh, I would nope. Nope out of that. So
Yeah, that's same weird place.
Nope.
That is why Mace was invented.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, don't use that by the gas
station.
This
was the 90s, though. It was a different time. We were just worried about people putting needles in the gas tanks. Remember? That was before Snopes.
It's true.
Nice headlights you got. Thank you, text line. There's a good pickup line.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102,000.
Hey, Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Carrie, you're caller 12.
Yay!
You are in the running to play $102,000 in May. You know, last year we gave Jamie from Independence $102,000, and I believe she chose to pay her mortgage with that. What do you think you might do?
Oh, my goodness. I have some things I want to pay off.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll probably put some away. And then maybe do something fun with the family. Something small.
Yeah, there's enough to go around.
Sure.
Little practical, little fun. Sure. All right. Well, hang on. Congratulations. You are in the running.
Yay, thank you.
You are my best friend.
KC 1021.
It gets me through my workday.
Gets me motivated. Gets me moving.
It's my kind of variety.
Well, we're back tomorrow. Congratulations, Carrie. We'll do it again this afternoon, though, in the 1 o'clock hour.
Between 1 and 2 with Jackie Lucky, your next chance to become a finalist for $102,000 in May.
Throwback Throwdown, and the show is brand new at 6 a.m. on Thursday. Have a good one.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.